Podcasting from the Instructional Development Center, room 2401 of the Student Commons Building at Heartland Community College, I'm media technologist Tom Corcoran, and this is the IDC Podcast, episode number 42 for the week of October 29th through November 2nd of 2007. Coming up this week in the IDC, on Tuesday, October 30th, Jennifer Swartout will be holding a repeat of the second Writing Across the College workshop on Designing Writing Assignments. If you're in need of assistance with creating shorter or longer writing assignments for your students, or would like to brainstorm ideas concerning writing, including assessing student writing, stop into the Student Commons Building, room 2401, on Tuesday, October 30th, from 1 to 2 p.m. For more information on the Writing Across the College initiative here at Heartland Community College, contact Assistant Professor of English Jennifer Swartout. Also this week, HCC librarian Carol Reed will be hosting the October Book Discussion Group on Wednesday, October 31st. Bring your thoughts and comments about Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows to the Student Commons Building, room 2401, from noon to 1 p.m. Again, that's on October 31st in the IDC. A quick reminder that the November Book Discussion Group will be held on November 29th in the IDC. HCC librarian Chris Sweet will be discussing the book From the Bottom Up, One Man's Crusade to Clean Up America's Rivers by former Heartland Community College student Chad Pograki. Stop in the Student Commons Building, room 2401, at noon on Thursday, November 29th, to share in the discussion. For more information about the book discussion groups held in the IDC, contact HCC librarian Carol Reed. Next week, Heartland Community College will be holding its third Your World Exposed speaker series of the semester with guest speaker Carolyn Treadway. Ms. Treadway will be speaking on reversing the climate crisis in the Community Commons Building, room 1406, on November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. In January 2007, Carolyn Treadway was trained by Al Gore and his team of top climate scientists and environmental educators to be one of his 1,000 messengers to take the climate crisis message across the land at the grassroots level. Since then, she has given nearly 20 climate presentations, personally engaging over 500 people with the issues of climate change, and is committed to giving many, many more. Come hear this free presentation on Tuesday, November 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Heartland Community College in the Community Commons Building, room 1406. For more information about the Your World Exposed HCC Speaker Series, contact Instructor of Political Science, Paul Folger. If you're in need of more information on the events, services, podcasts, and other resources related to the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College, see our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. In this week's Tips and Tricks section, I thought I would round out my podcasting theme for this month and talk about XML files, RSS readers, and FeedBurner. XML is what makes podcasting ultimately possible. Without XML, all you would have are a bunch of audio files with no way to widely distribute them to your audience. XML stands for Extensible Markup Language and is similar to HTML in that it is made up of tags that a browser, or in this case, other types of electronic devices such as cell phones, PDAs, smartphones, and other computer applications like iTunes or other feed readers like Google Reader can read. The XML tags pass information to these devices or applications and can be used to display and manipulate all sorts of functions pertaining to that device. The reason it is called extensible is because you can create your own user-defined tags. You're not locked into a set of predefined tags like HTML. But getting back to the podcasting side, once you create your podcast as an MP3 or MP4 file and want to make the content subscription capable, you use the XML file to handle the data to be exchanged between the device or application and your MP3 audio file saved to a web server. There are fairly standard formats for creating podcasts based XML files, and these can be found on the internet by doing a search for the terms XML feed and podcast. We have a template saved as a Microsoft Word document on the Instructional Development Center website here at Heartland Community College. If you'd like to download an example of a template that you can fill out with your own podcast information and then save with a .xml extension right out of Microsoft Word. The template has all of the XML tags you need to create an iTunes-based subscribable podcast. If you're not specifically directing your podcast towards iTunes users, then you just delete all of the tags that have to do with iTunes. They all start with the tag iTunes and a colon. Leave the rest of the tags in place and simply fill in your own specific podcast content information, like the author, publication date, and the summary, following the bold-faced instructions. These bold-faced instructions items can then be deleted, along with the double-slashed statements, which are just comments on how to fill out the XML file. To validate that your XML file is actually a valid file, go to www.feedvalidator.org. After you've saved your XML file and posted it to the location on the web server, Feed Validator gives you feedback about what needs to be fixed in your XML file, which would cause a feed reader, like Google Reader, to have problems reading your file. That brings us to RSS readers. This is what the end user of your podcast is going to be using to subscribe to your podcast. Some of the most common feed readers for podcasts are Google Reader, iTunes, Juice, and Doppler. Each of these readers is free and can be used to subscribe to podcasts. Sometimes these applications are referred to as aggregators or feed aggregators or pod catchers. The terms tend to be interchangeable. Just think of this as a sort of mailbox that your podcast will be delivered to once a user subscribes to your audio file, usually by clicking on a link on your website. The real power in podcasting is that it gets pulled into the audience rather than getting pushed out to the readers, like instant messaging and email. And to do that, you use an XML file in conjunction with your MP3 file. This gives the end user more control over when they decide to listen to or read the RSS feed or feeds, or if it gets downloaded to an MP3 player and listened to on the go. Finally, you can track how many people are subscribing to your podcast by using a website called feedburner.com. Once you have an audio file saved out as an MP3, and your XML file is filled out and saved to a web server, and it has been validated, you can go to www.feedburner.com and type in your hypertext link to your XML file. FeedBurner will have you registered to create a quick account with them that you can use to log into and see the number of subscribers of your podcast. It will also give you options for creating hypertext links that you can place on your own website, which link to several of the most popular feed readers like Google Reader, iTunes, and Doppler. This will allow users to click right on the icon on your own website and be redirected to their feed reader of choice, subscribing to your content. If you're interested in creating your own podcast and would like assistance with any of the steps involved, feel free to stop into the IDC or contact me. The IDC staff contact information is listed on our website at www.heartland.edu/IDC. Thanks for listening to episode number 42 of the IDC podcast. The IDC podcasts are updated weekly with events happening in and news about the Instructional Development Center at Heartland Community College. If you have any questions, comments, or in need of assistance with the services we offer in the IDC, check out our contact information on the IDC website at www.heartland.edu/IDC/contact.jsp. That's all for this week. Signing off until next time from the Instructional Development Center. Have a great week.